listener. I've gone into this again without really having anything scripted or planned, just because it's really no fun that way, and I've maybe been kind of busy lately, and I thought this being my last chance to record for a while, I'd follow up on the dream series I mentioned last time. So, last time, for people who didn't hear, I did a brief discussion on how I have this spiraling staircase dream, and when you travel through that staircase, sometimes you find doors and openings into other worlds, other dreams, other scenarios. So it's not true that I can access all my dreams via that staircase. Perhaps it is, and I don't know yet. But that's not how all my dreams start, that I can remember. But let's, for the sake of this, pretend those doors lead places. And most of the places I will talk to you about will be via that entrance. So try to visualize a spiraling staircase, and you're going through it step by step, trying to escape, but at the same time, you still want to look around. And then you spot it. Just like a little trapdoor onto the side of the platforms. And when you open it, you hear music playing. Because I don't actually normally hear sound in my dreams, I will tell you that the vibe was very, very ballroom. I did ballroom for a bit, so I think I can say that now. And as I look in, there's a tumbling sensation. And all of a sudden, I'm one of the people standing there on the side. This is some sort of fancy event taking place at a palace. And if it were taking place today, you'd have to have quite a bit of money to maintain the surroundings and to get everyone to show up to your party in costume, you know, metal masks, because this is a mask dance. Oh, there's actually a term for it. It's called a masquerade, I think. And you're there watching. There's a main dance floor where people come in, come out as they please. And there I am. At the very beginning, I've kind of fallen into a dream. I don't actually know what I'm wearing. So my dreams reveal themselves to me as necessary, depending on where I'm looking and what emotions are necessary to feel. So as the dream progresses, I realize that the person who is hosting this ball as masquerade is also present on the dance floor. Of course he is masked, but in my dream, I know who he is. He's also the very young, he's either the king or the heir to the throne, because palace, we gotta have some sort of ruler in this very old setting and stranger spaces. And strangely enough, I feel confident enough to go up to him and whisk him away for a dance. And it really is quite lovely. He's a fantastic dancer. I wouldn't really know what that's like, but let's assume my dream for sake of necessity for progression. He is indeed a very fine dancer. And you feel the eyes of people in the room. Not exactly glaring daggers, but there's a very notable interest of what's going on here. And you know, we're traversing the room. It becomes a fascinating enough dance that most people actually clear the floor for us as the music continues, which of course I still can't hear. But there's this feeling of suspense. I want to say thick of the air, but the suspense is laying thick like velvet, which I believe is what I'm wearing. It flares out, so let's describe the dress that I'm wearing. At this point, I know that it's really bad with fabrics. It's like this very heavy, somewhat like, I want to say wine red, but heavier on the purple. And it's a really simple piece, but it has like a nice cling to the body, and it flares out when I get spun around or dipped. I don't remember whether or not scandalous ankles show in this dance. And he's in silver. I'm not really focused on that. What I'm more focused is the fact that my hands are on his body. And as we continue to dance, I realize one of my hands also has a very small knife in it. Disclaimer, this might get a little disturbing. So, as the dream progresses, I realize, in fact, I am an assassin. yeah, dream progression is a little strange. So here we are, having a blast on the dance floor, and I realize I am set to kill this man. What he has done wrong is none of my business, really. So, the unfortunate thing is I'm actually enjoying this dance far too much. It takes a significant amount of time before we finally stop. And at this moment, he's looking into my eyes, which are not masked because I do need to see. And he knows something's up. But let's assume he's a very well-bred man. He doesn't question it. And this is the point. This is the last moment where I will get to kill this man. And it's nothing so subtle as cutting a thin line across his skin and poisoning him. It's a stab. How I quite managed to do this in my dream, I don't recall. But it's a nice and small dagger. It wasn't that small. It's a few inches long. Half the length of my forearm, actually. That's just because the hilt takes up quite a bit of space, and it is ridiculously ornate. I don't know who assigned me this weapon. But it would not have been my choice for assassination. Like, that's just absurd. Perhaps it was like one of those popular defensive daggers that women may have carried around some years ago. Or, I don't know how true this is, I read this a while back, but some maidens carry blades and fans in Oriental countries. Perhaps it's one of those weird, fancy things that are very dangerous. I don't know. I suspect I'm not a well-bred lady in this, though, so who knows. Perhaps I sneaked in somehow for several years. That's too much commitment. I don't know. It'd be a very expensive job if you retire me to fake being a well-bred lady for several years. Even for a few days, that's stretching it a bit. Anyways, so I do stab this man from the back. That's where my arm is. And this is where we have a scene change. We've gone from the ballroom floor into an ice rink of all things. And it's a figure skating competition. The color themes. Their clothing still retains the same, remains the same, but the vibe has been slightly altered. It's definitely more chilly. The air suppression and the nerves I may have felt while killing this man have vanished, and we are now standing in the middle of an ice rink. It does appear that we're practicing for some event. There is no one in the stands. It's just the two of us. And I suppose it's a bit romantic, but the blade is gone and he's still alive. So perhaps this is me being grateful, but I'm really quite glad he is. I don't know, magic? We got teleported into different time and places, different but the same people? Perhaps that's a thing. I don't really know where the dream progresses after that. It's a bit nerve-wracking, really, because we're on the ice together in skates, and I don't know what to do. Doesn't look like he knows either. So perhaps he's equally confused. If he remembers the last scene where I decided to kill him. I suppose this is as romantic as my dreams get. I would definitely classify this one as a romance. Like, there's, even as a paid assassin, that's also what I assume I'm doing at the time, but I can remember. During that dream, I didn't really know why I was doing those things, so perhaps there's regret in there, and perhaps I didn't like the reason why I was doing what I was doing. So there you have it. I really can't actually dance or skate. So I'm not quite sure why the dreams do take place in such locations. But Lancelot, what happens after the ice? I think we honestly just stand still for a while, and then I suppose the analytical part of my brain kicks in, and as we're standing still on that ice, my brain starts flashing through all the different ways I should have killed him. Because, of course, killing him at the end of a dance is far too conspicuous, and I have serious questions about who assigned me to that task. So, as we're standing, not knowing what to do on the ice, I'm actually back mentally in that ballroom, and just thinking, like, visualizing as a bystander. I should have poisoned his drink or something, or, why did I not drape a bit of poison onto, like, the blade and just give him a tiny little cut? I would have never noticed. Or, like, to make things more dramatic, I should have pulled him into bed and killed him there, because, quite obviously, if I'm gonna be killing him in public, there's nothing wrong with him having a dramatic death. So I think death in bed. I think death in. That's. Those are my walls. I think death in bed is one of the more dramatic ways you can go if you were supposed to bed someone that night. Bit unfortunate, but so there's that option. I could have easily staged it to be some sort of revenge kill, broken harness. I don't know what the original, why the original is so bad. Got some other ways. I'm trying to think back. Streams from a few years back as well. And all I can remember is just that, like, heavy, heavy sensation of, like, on my shoulders. Because whatever I'm doing is important, and for some reason I don't want to be doing it. Hence why I suspect this is more of a romantic dream compared to normal. Not that I had normal dreams, but it's actually quite hard to say confidently. Anyways. That's, I think, can't remember what I do after I go through that, like, analysis of a more exciting way to murder. I mean, I suppose at this point, there's a possibility I go back in time. In the dream, but I really can't remember if I did kill him properly or not. I'm a bit disappointed because, I mean, I still like to succeed. Perhaps this is. Not the best way, but I think I think it would be fun to dance on that floor again. One day I will, you know, actually learn how to dance, and maybe we can try to act out part of the scenario. I just really want to feel fabric moving around me, I think. It's, for those who haven't tried it, if you find a very long and, I don't think full is the right word, but it has a lot of, like, the outer layer is made of a lot of fabric, and it's slightly heavy. When you twirl around it, there's an amazing sensation that you feel. Yeah, but maybe it's just me. I don't know. I really like doing that. Yeah, if you haven't done that before, give it a shot. So, perhaps if you're listening to this before bed, perhaps you'll dream of assassins and kings and dancing in mass. Perhaps your assassination attempt goes quite successfully. I'm not sure if that's what you want, but I hope perhaps this might help with creating a really vivid image in your mind. Not as descriptive as I would like, because I'm pulling a dream from years ago, and I don't think this has been a repeat one. So there you are. Find a skirt and give it a twirl. Actually, I'm ridiculous amount of fun. Again, maybe it's just me. So yeah. If you're still up at this point, I hope it isn't been too dull. I'll be trying to... I'll probably record whenever I have a dream I can remember and it's been on my mind lately, or I will more. Yeah. I suppose whenever I'm just sleepy, I guess. We'll see if I have access to a mic or you do plan on sleeping